This is Derby Day on 84 WHAS. Live from Churchill Downs, it's a day-long look at the fun, excitement, and drama of Derby Day.
You never know what you're going to find next in the infield today. I'm with the Too Much Fun Club, who have banners painted up on a couple of the bushes in the inside. Last year, we had fun, it's painted on there, and then it says, this year, too much fun. Is that what you have in line there, Tony Baker?
I think so, yes.
And there's not whiskey inside those chicken breasts, is there, Tony?
Well, a little bit, but we don't tell Oliver secrets.
Okay. Is this what you used in order to sneak your stuff in here?
Oh, we don't sneak. In fact, none of us drinks.
Yeah, I can smell that from here. I've already been warned. Don't light a match.
John, I understand you have a derby poem for us.
That's correct. Goes something like this. Roses are red, Kentucky is blue. Private terms will win by a total of two. Brian Times will be second, 49er will be third. I am the king, do not dispute my word.
I'm standing here with a bunch of fellas. They're sitting underneath a nice shady umbrella, and they're playing, is it conch?
Conch.
Explain this game to me.
Well, you deal five cards each person and try to get the lowest hand.
Your name, please?
Robert Smith.
Robert, and this is your wife?
No, that's my girlfriend.
That's your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Robert, can I ask you how old you are, buddy?
I'm 75 in June.
Happy birthday in June, pal. You're 75, and your girlfriend here is, let me guess, 27.
I do, and I am 60. I mean, 82 years old.
82 and 75. So have you always gone for a more experienced woman, somebody a few years older than you?
Hey, yeah.
Wayne, they're not all wild and woolly college students out here. Sometimes they're a couple of years past graduation date, but they have just as much fun.
Hey, Terry, I will tell you, a couple of years past graduation date, we can have as much fun.
And this gentleman I just bumped into, quite literally, he came from Switzerland to see the race today, as a matter of fact. Your name, sir?
Patrick.
Patrick?
Yes.
Patrick, welcome to the United States. Now, how's about telling us how you got here today from Switzerland?
How I got here?
Yeah.
My plane.
Oh, I was going to say, ba-boom. Boy, are my arms tired, just flew in, that sort of thing.
I have good news and bad news, Wayne.
The good news is...
Well, no, let me tell you the bad news first. I ran into your family a little while ago.
Oh, yeah?
They were all in line at the Quest machine.
Oh, no!
Could be a bad day for the Perky household.
I think, my. Jerry, you may have missed the best bet of the day in that barbecue stand I see over there on the backstretch. Have you noticed that one yet?
No, I couldn't work my way over there, so I made it back over into near the press box area and got a handful of that free grub, which is always priced right in my mind.
I see.
The folks from the Stephen Foster story, the singers just passed by us, and they made quite a stir as they went through the crowd. Most people are putting suntan lotion on, and the rest of us are kind of standing out getting sizzled. My assistant Letha and myself, we're getting a little bit burnt, so we're going to have to go talk to the lady that we talked to earlier this morning. She had SPF 25, so we're going to have to put some of that suntan lotion on ourselves.
You know, the one thing I found that's no matter whether you're in the infield or you're out in the sunshine on the terrace or the mezzanine or you're in the eclipse room or anywhere in the complex of Churchill Downs, when you have a losing horse, the ticket tear sounds just the same as anybody else.
Here in Millionaire's Row with Larry Hagman, the infamous J.R.
What did this woman see in you who stands next to you?
Oh, honesty, charm, beauty, grace, modesty.
I'm here with Alan King, producer, actor, director, writer, a man about town. And once you used to be known as the angry young man.
Now I'm an angry old man. Nothing changes except age.
It's a mob down there.
There's some strange people running around on this side of the track. I thought the infield was always unusual. I like the filly. I'm sorry. I really think I think Winning Colors is going to be the horse to look at. Yes, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. I don't know. Oh, Risen Star, that's the other horse that I like. I'm sure everybody else liked the horse, too. Yeah. It's one of those horses you put $2 down and get $2.05.
Okay. How many derbies is this for you, Kaywood?
Well, my first derby that I worked for WHAS, Wayne, was 1957. I worked the backstretch, and it was one of those real cold derbies. It was cold when I got here, and the temperature went down all day. That was my first one, and I worked with the engineer named Harold DeArmond. We both liked to froze to death.
He was very happy, smoking a big cigar. In fact, he was smoking it even before he won.
Jack Whitaker, I know you're in a big hurry today. You got a big job ahead of you. Who do you like in the Derby today?
Well, I like about seven of them, and I got so frustrated, I'm not even going to bet.
I like the comment Jack Whitaker made to
Terry Miners earlier, saying, I got so frustrated I finally gave up and I'm not going to bet the race. I seriously considered not betting this Derby, but that's sacrilegious. You have to bet the Derby.
And there goes the rabbit right through the right through the band, headed into the geraniums. Somewhere.
They were looking for a rabbit to go with winning colors. Maybe they've got one.
They finally have one.
And I have a couple of crazy broads with me right now. Oh, you don't buy you. You're a bowler, aren't you?
I'm a bowler. I'm going to carry my bowling ball in my golf bag.
You get five or six of them in there. It's been a fun afternoon. It's a great idea, Wayne. I think we ought to do it every year. This is Lizzie from the Sealback with two wild women on 84 WHAS. Yay!
And I think that maybe I ought to make, I'd like to make mention of the fact that it seems to me that, what Churchill Downs has done in their renovation has been toward the average guy, Billy. This year, they haven't redone the Sky Terrace, Millionaire's Row, and all those things. They've left those alone and taken care of the average guy.
Everything's toward the average guy except the Turf Club. Now, that's not too average. Having said all that, I'm going to pick... gosh, you...
you got to do it, Billy.
Oh, yeah. I can remember my favorite story, though, Wayne, was in 1979. I was walking along with Bud Delp, the trainer's spectacular bid.
I remember.
He had a Heineken's bottle in one hand. He was walking along behind the horse, and people were yelling at him and screaming at him, and all he kept saying was, go bet. Go bet. I mean, he was that confident. I'll never forget that scene.
Well, I tell you, there is nothing any more beautiful than a thoroughbred.
Well, you're right.
Here comes Van Berg. And remember, he was laughing this week. Somebody called him. He talked about his wrinkled face and his funny gait.
He's laughing now.
I don't know. How do you know on this kind of thing? I'm going to go for that little California filly.
How much money would J.R. wager on this?
Right? Well, J.R. would probably put $2 on it. So would old Larry Hagman.
Proper Reality is in second. 49er in third to the outside, seeking the gold in fourth. Regal Classic fifth on the rail. There's an eighth of a mile to go. Winning Colors still clear with the lead. 49er making up a little ground on the outside, and Proper Reality a sixteenth to go. It's Winning Colors. 49er trying to get toward. Winning Colors and 49er. We come to the wire. Winning Colors. Winning Colors holds on and wins it just by a neck over the fast closing 49er. Winning Colors, the filly goes wire to win the Derby.